bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Passing Away by Dr. Carrie Bowe, Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. The text is Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 7, verses 29 through 31. This is what I mean, brothers. The appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, those who rejoice as though they were not rejoicing, those who buy as though they had no goods, those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. I have a confession to make, Carrie writes. I have not checked my retirement account since the stock market tanked at the beginning of the pandemic. And I don't intend to either. Not until enough time has gone by that things start to recover and I won't panic when I see how much I've lost. It's the first time in my life that I've had a retirement account, and I don't want to turn it into an idol. I don't want to build my trust and hope for the future on something that, as we all know now, can pass away. That is what Paul is talking about when he tells us to live as if we did not have all the life situations we actually do have. Good or bad, all of those things are passing away. Even the longest marriage comes to an end. Money, goods, health, pleasure, even grief doesn't last forever. One day all those things will disappear. It's not safe to trust our hearts to them, not our whole hearts, as we do to Jesus Christ alone. He is the only one who will never pass away, the only one who will never let us down or leave us. He's the one who died for us once to rescue us from the power of death and to bring us into God's everlasting kingdom. And now that he is risen from the dead, we don't need to fear that we will ever lose him. He's with us forever, and we will be with him forever, sharing in the same eternal life that he has, because we trust in him. We are his, he is ours, and that will never pass away. Let's pray to him. Lord, everything around me is passing away. So help me to cling to you, you who will never pass away. Amen.